Welcome to Toilet Reviews, where we give you a number two review while you leave a number two in your toilet. Welcome to the show. Back with some Toilet Reviews action on this Music Monday, this most auspicious of Music Mondays. It's been a while, so I don't know what I'm doing. But I never know what I'm doing, and that is why you come back, Mom, and five other friends. But today we are looking at an album that I was excited to look at when it came out back in June. I had a confusing time of not having a streaming service, getting kicked off the family Apple Music plan, not having Spotify for a little bit, not making the effort to listen to this album, and then kind of forgetting about it. But I finally listened to it today. Sigur Rós has their eighth album called Ata, which means eight in Icelandic. And yeah, Sigur Rós is one of my top five favorite bands. And I've liked them for probably since like 2011 is when I got into them, or 2012. Thank you, Cubby, Kyle, and Mira, my good friends who really introduced me to Sigur Rós. And it's been a great journey. They are quite a perfect band for my style of music. It's kind of ambient / post rock, and I really love that. These guys just, I don't know, it just really speaks to me. It's definitely kind of soundtrack to your life type of music, and I really enjoy that. The band started in 1994, actually, so quite old. Their first album was 1997. But, you know, playing locally in Iceland before that. I mean, Iceland is such a small country, and it produces some incredible music. And I think Sigur Rós is up there at the top of that list. For me, it's at the top of the list. I think objectively, they're at the top three, though. And they're comprised of the members Jónsi, who's done a lot of solo stuff, did the movie soundtrack for We Bought a Zoo and just other works. George Holm, bassist. Kjartan Sveinsson, keys, and then Ori Dyrason. And I apologize for the words I'm going to pronounce incorrectly. If any of you speak Icelandic, I am so sorry. But and this band has gone through kind of a few changes. After their sixth album, Valtari, Kjartan Sveinsson left the band to focus more on family, did other music stuff like soundtracks and just composition outside of the band. And then Ori has left the band in the last couple of years due to, I believe it was sexual assault allegations. So he stepped away from the band. I don't know whatever came of that. I did not do the deep dive, but currently not in the band. And this album, you feel that there's not a drummer and there's very little drums in it. Sigur Rós as a whole has done a lot of like progressing through their music. It's changed from album to album. It's never quite the exact same, but the pieces that stick are these long songs, very grandiose, and they like to make you think. They're songs that you would think would be in a like an indie movie when the character finds themselves. In fact, they have a lot of their music in films over many years, and it's just, it fits very well for that. This album, their eighth album, comes 10 years after their seventh album, Quaker. So it's been a long time, like quite a long time. And Quaker was their only album without Kjartan on the keys. And you really felt it. It was a little heavier. I don't know, a bit more drivey, very drum pushy. And I really liked it. And it only came a year after their sixth album, Valtari, which was Kjartan's last album. So we had like a big gap. We had 2012 Valtari, 2013 Quaker, and then 10 years to their eighth album. They did some like random projects in that meantime, but 10 years till the next, you know, studio album. And it was very interesting. I've listened to all their music quite a lot, so I've seen the progression, and this definitely took a step backward. Like, I feel like it's always moved forward in one way, shape, or form. And this one felt like a step back to me. I'm sure someone could analyze it in a different way and say this actually is moving forward because of XYZ. But for me, it really stepped back to Valtari. And Valtari as an album is very focused on the ambient side of things. compared to other albums. Very atmospheric. Very. This one definitely feels very much like a soundtrack. You would like a soundtrack to your life, like completely. In fact, very little drums, like I said. Maybe the lack of having their drummer involved was a piece of that. But these are all just, you know, long songs that they just make you think and kind of feel things. The singing is either in Icelandic or Hopelandic, which is a term coined by the band that was just like a language. It's like a non-language language that Jonsi sings in. And just for like music, it's like his voice is an instrument more than like singing words sometimes. And it follows suit with that. So I don't know what they're saying ever, of course, but I don't know. It was really beautiful. I listened to this while going on a hike tonight, and it was nice because it was my first time doing this hike, and I just had my head down and just was like, I don't know, letting it all take in. And the last song finished as I like hit the summit of this peak that I was hiking tonight. And it just was very nice. I felt like it was pushing me up the mountain, felt very just like encouraging, like it was pushing me up the mountain, like I said. And yeah, I kind of got to think about it a little bit as I was listening to it, though, of course. Really enjoying a couple of the songs. Blueberg was the second song, really liked. Kletter was the fourth song, really enjoyed that. Very reminiscent of some of their older stuff, but just like made it a little softer and smoother, a little dream poppy almost. And ultimately, though, I feel like this is just Valtari B-sides. Like, it's Valtari, but a little worse. Valtari was an album that I think really, it just struck me as I don't know. It was a nice move forward with this very ambient, atmospheric style, like I talked about with this new album, Etta. But it was just better. Like, it did it all better, I think. And this is obviously my initial reaction after just one listen of the album, but yeah, I just felt like it was just more of the same, but not quite as good for the most part. There were a few great songs with very swelly strings coming in and out, beautiful synthesizers chosen, little drums, so very much focus on just driving with, yeah, strings, keys, and beautiful vocals. In fact, I don't know how much the bass really was a big player in this. At least it didn't strike me as like a huge piece. I know they're all multi-instrumentalists, so they're all helping out in different ways, not just like their typical instrument. But yeah, and Jonsi's voice, beautiful as ever. He typically sits in a high falsetto and just very, it just feels like an instrument, which is perfect. So while this wasn't my favorite Sigur Rós album, I think I listened to it in the best possible scenario. Hiking up a mountain, just feeling like it was pushing me up. So I really enjoyed it, but definitely fell short for me. In fact, this is like maybe one of my least favorite of their albums, but that's not to say I didn't like it. I still really enjoyed it, just not quite as much as most of the other ones. So honestly, I would probably have to give it a soft 7 out of 10 or like a hard 6 out of 10. But still really enjoyed it. Just was hoping for a little bit of more progression after 10 years of not hearing from them. The national day today is Love Your Bookshop Day. I'm a big fan of local bookshops. Think you should go support them. If you are in Salt Lake, go to Ken Sanders, the King's English, or Central Book Exchange in Sugar House. We have some great local bookshops, and you should go support yours. Thank you for listening to Toilet Reviews. We'll see you soon for another mediocre episode. Bye.